All right.
Okay.
So I guess we open up the meeting with, well, I have to read the disclaimer, right?
Right. Okay.
I always have to do that.
Yep.
Okay, so this is a special meeting of Monday, September 14th, 2020. Pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N-2920, issued by Governor Newsom on March 17th, 2020. Oh my goodness, I'm thinking I'll be saying this a decade from now, right? I'm sorry. The June 3rd, 2020. Wait a minute. The September 14th, 2020 meeting of the Board of Library Trustees will be conducted exclusively through teleconference and Zoom video conference. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and the shelter in place order, and to ensure the health and safety of the public by limiting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, there will not be a physical meeting location available. All right, to submit an email comment during the meeting to be read aloud during public comment, email bolt, B-O-L-T, at cityofberkeley.info with the subject line public comment item. Number, and the number that you're commenting on. Please be mindful that the teleconference will be recorded as any Board of Library Trustees meeting is recorded, and all other rules of procedure and decorum will apply for Board of Library Trustees meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. And this meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend the meeting. All right, so Eve, roll call if you would.
Okay. John Soloski.
Present.
Amy Roth.
Here.
Diane Davenport. Diane, we can't hear you, but I can see you. Okay. Judy Hunt.
Here.
Sophie Hahn. Not yet.
Okay, so we're still missing Sophie. Public comment. We have speakers are allowed 3 minutes. I think I have a hand from Kathy, Berkeley Public Library Foundation. And Kathy, if you can hear me, I'll give you a few seconds to get on and start, but you're up for public comment.
Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. You can see me too. That's a bonus. I can see you. All of these meetings, I can see you, and I always feel that I'm this disembodied voice. So it's nice to see you all and to know that you can see me as well. I really just wanted to speak for a few moments about Elliot as the acting director of the library. I understand that you're going to be looking at evaluation, and then I see a later agenda item. And I wanted to put in my 3 cents to say that from the foundation perspective, it's been really an extraordinary and wonderfully positive experience working with Elliot these past 3 years, as he has had to take over at a very troubled time in the history of our library. And he did so with great skill and a lot of compassion. And this really seemed at every juncture, at everything that was thrown at him, he was patient and smart about the decisions that needed to be made. He was inclusive. And from our perspective, you know, we can't sing his praises high enough. And we, of course, think he'll make a great partner with Tess as she comes in. And I'm really aware that in prior years, when the deputy director has had to step up into the acting director role, that they've had to take on not only the responsibility of the directorship, but also in a way, doing two jobs at the same time. And that's certainly been true for Elliot, and he's just done an extraordinary job. And I wanted to also comment that, you know, unsolicited over the years, I have heard from other staff members that I just interact with how grateful they have been for his leadership as well. And, you know, again, unsolicited positive feedback from folks that I've interacted with, both at the staff level at the library and out in the community. We're always trying to have a chance to be with Elliot whenever there's important decisions to be made. And he also brings an expertise from having served in other library settings that really help the library and the foundation's relationship with the library in ways that are often unseen. And I wanted to bring some visibility by offering positive comments to the public forum and to have you hear that as you decide on giving him a modest raise as he moves forward and as you go forward into an evaluation process. So again, I wanna have you all hear the praises from the foundation and to thank Elliot once again for his exceptional leadership during the past 3 years, 3+ years. So thank you for listening. That's what I had to say tonight.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you.
I don't see any other attendee other than Amy Reeder, and I don't think there's no comment from Amy. I don't see a hand up. All right. I guess that's it, right? We now move to closed session. And I should have ascertained this before the meeting. Elliot, Eve, is anybody joining us on closed session, at least initially? Or are we going in by ourselves?
Kevin Sledge may be there, the HR person from the city.
Okay. And we're using the closed session link, correct?
Right. So we're going to
end this
out
one
totally
this
and go to a new meeting.
So we're adjourning. We're going to reconvene in closed session. We're ending this part of the meeting for now. We will come back at, remind me, is it 8:30?
8:15.
Thank you. 8:15 to report any actions. But we are now moving out of this and convening into closed session for anybody listening. All right.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you.
Just to verify.